I grew up in Saratoga Springs, New York, and I was a speed skater. I started skating with my brother when I was 6 years old. When I was 15, Andy Gable, who was the number one speed skater in the country, who moved to our hometown of Saratoga to train for the 1998 Olympic trials, and he repeatedly molested me for months and months. I was 15. He was 33. He was also an athlete. He was not a coach. Speed skating is an interesting sport where you can be good young and good old, and male and female share the same sheet of ice. Like, you're not going to see men and women's soccer teams on the same field, right? So it's an interesting dynamic in that aspect. And the part of my story which is so reflective of what we're seeing in gymnastics with Larry Nassar is in 1990, there was an investigation done into Gable. And the United States Olympic Education Center, which is under the United States Olympic Committee, did nothing. Northern Michigan University did nothing. I mean, we just saw that there's a payout of, what is it, $500 million to 300 survivors of the Larry Nassar case, right? So the main issue is that, yes, I was sexually abused by one person hundreds of times, but also it's bigger than that. It's the institutions that valued his athletic performance over the safety of any of the girls that were coming in contact with him on the team.
And so he never faced criminal charges?
In my own personal opinion, the man that molested me, I think he's ill. Like, there's something off for someone that's 33 to enjoy a 15-year-old girl. But then how do all the other people through the years where he was known to either be a sketchy character or there was questions about him always giving 14 and 15-year-old girls rides. Like, that's the issue. That's the problem. And go back to the Olympic Committee. The CEO, Scott Blackmon, stepped down. So we use the expression heads are rolling. But come on, if I worked at a gas station and I stole $5 a week, and after a year they came in and said, Bridie, you got to go. And I said, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I stepped down. Like, no, I'd be held accountable. Yet Scott Blackmon, Mr. Penny, the head of gymnastics, Cardinal Dolan, these guys know it's happening, yet are still willing to feed children to hungry sexual predators. Like, that's where the problem is. And as we see, no matter where it is, but as we're seeing play out in Albany as well, it's not so much the crime, but the cover up, you know, and that's where the problem is.
Do you have a sense of, like, who's the constituency who doesn't want this to happen?
The constituency that doesn't want the Child Victims Act, that includes the one-year look-back window, to pass are three main players: the Roman Catholic Church, the ultra-Orthodox community, and Boy Scouts of America. All these institutions have put tens of thousands, if not of hundreds of thousands of dollars up on lobbyists. And I recognized that and I saw that and I wanted to create something to combat that. So we started New York Loves Kids. We had a very successful fundraiser. We have less than $50,000, right? So we're fighting, like, you know, we're fighting these huge institutions. But now we're even seeing Zurich and Liberty Mutual, so the insurance companies that are actually going to be held accountable, pay. And that's where it's really getting encouraging on the side of a survivor, that if the insurance companies, which is only a green money discussion, if they're listening, we're getting traction. But also, again, you have these are nonprofit organizations who aren't paying taxes, who are having all these benefits. They have clout within society. They have free tickets to whatever they want. And they're sitting down at the board of directors, and still those individuals are like, yeah, let's lobby against calling out known sexual predators. So it's those three institutions. And something that I specifically want people to know about speed skating is I love speed skating and sports and Olympic movement. I would put my kids in speed skating. I've raced in Syracuse like hundreds of times growing up. Kathy Turner lives in Rochester. And the same thing with the Catholic Church. I mean, only 6% of sexual abuse is in the Catholic Church. So why are they so adamantly opposing this bill? And they're giving themselves a poor reputation for standing in the way. I mean, look at Spotlight, the movie. And that was in 2000. And here we are in 2018 with the same situation. So it's not all priests and not all coaches and not all these men are bad people. But every child molester wants to be a coach or a priest or have access, unfettered access to children.